o'clock, kicking off the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Coming up, government is good. Now we'll find out what that means here in a little bit. Sam's going to share something from the Government is Good website. Did you know there was a website? We'll get into it. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And to the phones and to the fun we go. Let's talk to David in Alabama on the amp lines. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to let everybody know. I heard the lady call in last week. It was on a limited income and the Medicare and whatever wasn't paying for all her life-sustaining medications. And I myself also have to take life-sustaining medications and have a lower income. And a lot of the drug companies themselves offer free drugs to you. You don't have to go through any government agency to get it. You just would apply through the company itself.
Really?
Yeah, they do have programs.
Wow, I didn't know that. So
you can get a list of them. There's a website, pparx.org, and they'll link you up with things in your state and local drug companies that will help you out.
pparx.org?
Yes.
Oh, great. Good suggestion. Hopefully Dana is listening tonight to be able to hear that, because that was who had called in about it. Thank you for that. Anything else you want to share?
Oh, no, that's pretty much it. I just want to say you guys are doing a great job and keep it up.
David, thanks for being out there. Appreciate the call and the info tonight. Always interesting to have folks chime in with their expertise on whatever the topic at hand might be, because we're not experts at most anything on this program. We're just talk show hosts. So 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, let's go to Baghdad Mailman in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's everything going there?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm watching the elections here and see my waving flag going, yay, America's a great, wonderful place. I did 7 tours in the Middle East from 1990 to 2003 in the U.S. military, United States Air Force.
Jeez.
I worked with explosives, EOD, did a lot of nasty and horrible things. I'm still here. So I decided, hey, I'm going to go back again. So, like a dummy, I went back with the KBR, which was Kellogg, Brown, and Ruth. Downtown.
As a private contractor.
Yeah, private contractor. I worked at the U.S. Embassy downtown in the middle of the green zone.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the bullseye. Because Sadr City was across the river, and they used to pound on us. And I could see why. I mean, during the first storm, Desert Shield, I don't know if you guys have seen some of the new riot control things they have. They have, like, this big radar dish that sits on top of the car, and they drive towards you, and your skin starts to crawl, and you kind of run away.
The pain ray.
Yeah.
That cranks up pretty high. I watched them melt people's skin, and they their uniforms and stuff were fine. And it's
Jesus.
Just I'm just going, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm sort of watching people do things and, you know, laughing and all that kind of stuff. I was really kind of a mad little person at that time. And I started thinking, like, my God, what makes us any better than the damn Nazis? This is crazy. There was things going on. I really feel the American public should know. I mean, back in Vietnam, we used to drop napalm on people, and they go, Congress said, oh, no, that's inhumane, we can't do that. Okay, no problem, we'll just change the name to cinder gel, we can do that.
Hmm.
And then they're still doing this stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's the whole, just looking at the troops and the way that they are treating you guys with DU and depleted uranium. I heard an interview with the guy who heads up the DU research program. And I mean, this stuff, when a DU round is fired out of the gun, it creates these nanoparticles that'll go right through the gas mask filters.
Mm-hmm.
The depleted uranium is on fire when the round leaves the barrel. When it hits, it goes everywhere, contaminates, and they dumped, what was it, like 42 tons of this stuff on Iraq in the first part of the Gulf War.
Yeah, and my crew, actually, I'm sorry, I mean, I interrupt you.
That's fine.
We processed 3 million rounds of this stuff, and it's kicked off by heat. It shot out of the A-10 cannon Gatling gun on the front there, and we processed 3 million rounds of it. And the Air Force, in their great wisdom, go, we got to store this somewhere safe. Hey, let's put it in metal cans and sit it on the Saudi Arabian desert floor. That'll be okay.
Yeah, that shouldn't. The heat shouldn't affect it.
Oh no, it's like people are getting sick all over the place, and they're like, oh, there's nothing wrong.
And all of it for what?
Because those rounds penetrate tank. You can put a 50 cal through.
I mean, in general, all of it for what? All of the torture, all of the death, the melting of skin, the destruction of homes, the dismemberment of families, all of it for nothing, right? I mean, for nothing but politics and the benefits of the industrial complex.
The government still stinks.
Oh yeah, we rolled into Kuwait thinking we're going to liberate all these folks. And half the Iraqi troops we captured were starving to death. They didn't want to be there. They just wanted to get the hell out. I mean, I had guys coming up to us, and the only word they knew was McDonald's. Hands in the air, McDonald's, McDonald's. And these guys were killing animals in the zoo to eat.
Jeez.
We had no business hitting them with what I call the big stick. We could have walked in there saying, hey, guys, here's a burger. Come my way. You know, it was insane.
No, you don't get to spend as much money doing it that way.
Exactly. Yep. That's where the contractors came rolling in and going, hey, we'll clean this up. How about a $2 billion contract and just keep your eyes closed?
Now, what were you doing with KBR? Was that where you saw the people's skin melting?
No, that was in was a place called the Neutral Zone. It's in between Saudi Arabia and Iraq. We used to laugh and say, yeah, we're out there looking for Romulans. they tested things out there that was unreal, and it's a Neutral Zone because they're not quite sure who it belongs to. So all the countries that border it, hey, you know, we're not going to mess with it. Well, Uncle Sam messed with it. They cruised right through there, and then it was unbelievable. But yeah, when I was in KDR, it was like being in a mercenary movie. It was really bizarre. They paid me over $100,000. I was going to go in there. It was tax free, and my job was, they said, quote, deliver the mail. I'm like, okay, I can do that. That's no big deal. But they didn't tell me that I'd be running diplomatic pouches from embassy to embassy through the city, through the red zone. I had two cars shot out from underneath me, and that really kind of rattled my cage at that point. But the thing that I was just shocked to see was I was watching these Blackwater guys. They are nothing but murdering thugs. They enjoy killing people. They would actually, give an example, it was a Christmas, and we're just kind of hanging out at the pool. We had one of Saturn's palaces with the embassy, and they had a big pool there. And we're all drinking like we're not supposed to be. And this guy's drunk. He's got a pistol. And there's an Iraqi kid there sweeping the floor. He goes, I feel like killing an Iraqi. We're like, what? What are you talking about? Pulls his pistol up with us and blows this kid's head off. Boom! He goes, oh, I feel better now. And he turns the pistol around at us. Yeah, he turns the pistol point to us. Anybody, you don't got a problem with that? We're like, we couldn't go for our weapons. And we're just like, No, you're cool, you're cool. Right then the Iraqi troops come cruising in, the MPs and all this kind of stuff. And he starts hollering, Rule 17, Law 17, I'm safe, I'm okay. And I was like, well, what's that mean? And his buddy said, well, they made an agreement with the acting Iraqi government and the U.S. government. If they feel their life was in danger, all they have to do is say Rule 17, and no matter what they did, it's not illegal.
So his claim was that his life was in danger by the little Iraqi boy that was sweeping up?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they were doing it constantly over there.
No need to investigate, just, you know, that's
just
that.
Throw him on the pile.
God.
Wow, that's horrifying.
But now, when you signed up for KBR, did you sign up for a contracted period of time? Is it like the military? What would have happened if you decided, you know, I'm done with this crazy stuff or whatever? What would have happened?
It was an open-ended contract. You could leave at any time.
Okay.
It's just they hold bits and pieces of your money and all this
sure,
kind
sure.
of stuff.
You wouldn't have got your money and and it's sweet.
And of course,
it's sweet money. I mean, it really makes you wonder how many Americans would put up with murder for $100,000. Was it a year to deliver the mail?
It was a year, and I was the lowest paid one.
Right, and it's tax free. This isn't $100,000 like you earn $100,000 in the United States, where you earn $100,000 and you get to keep $50,000.
You get
$100,000 and you get $100,000. It's like earning $250,000 a year in the United States.
Mailman, right. Why did you end up leaving?
I just couldn't take it anymore. So my conscience started kicking in, going, you know, this just ain't right. This is just so wrong. And I started asking questions, started digging. And I've heard about some girls who went over there to work who had gotten raped.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about they brought Filipino people over there, and they just abused them to death. They would have employees working, you know, 7 days a week.
I'm glad you're out there. I know it's the first time we've heard from you. Hopefully you'll call us back another time with some of your other stories. I appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. As disgusting as they are, people need to hear that stuff.
Crazy.
They need to know what really goes on. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you, including our webcam. Watch, listen, and chat. The chat room built into the same page as the cam, and all free for you at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. The Cam, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. at up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, as we continue with your phone calls, David is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yo, how you guys tonight?
David, what's on your mind? Doing great.
I wanted to call about voting and stuff. I'm 54. I've been voting since I was 18. I love America. I was in the Marine Corps, all that. And I feel today, if I vote, I'm contributing to a criminal activity. From all I've seen in the past 30 years of voting, all the stuff that's been going on, and now we're under the Patriot Act, something that like was written by Hitler or something. This ain't America no more.
And your voting didn't stop that, right? I guess is that.
And the vote ain't going to do nothing, because anybody who's in power, the Patriot Act trumps them. They could. There's 2,000 pages of stuff in there that we don't even know about, that they didn't even use on us yet. It's a joke. Until we address and give much attention to this Patriot Act and get rid of it, America doesn't exist no more.
Yeah, but it's
the
not
the Constitution is null and void.
It's not just the Patriot Act, Dave, though. I mean, they put all kinds of crazy restrictions in the health care bill that have nothing to do with health care.
That's they're ramming the health care bill in because we're under the Patriot Act, because everybody's arms and legs are tied, because if you do anything, you're a damn terrorist. They'll tell you you're a terrorist. If you talk freedom, matter of fact, just talking like I am, they probably think I'm a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Or
there's actually
ability or something. They'll come up with some word.
There's the Psychiatric Association that advises all the doctors on the disorders, clinical diseases, and so forth. It's come up with two very interesting new ones. One of them is for people who like healthy food, that's some kind of new disease, and there's going to be a drug for these people to help them.
You're crazy. If you don't trust the government with their FDA,
that's
GMO,
the other one.
Die a living on it.
If you distrust the government, that's another social disorder.
That's another
disease.
I've been distrusting the government ever since I joined the Marine Corps.
David, thank you so much, as always, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, that's certainly, it's not new for the government, folks. They've been looking at people that have questioned them as crazy for a long time. You'll get, put into a psychiatric facility if you don't believe that the government should be around.
Right. Well, I mean, these are the same steps that Russia took when they started using mental disorders to take and lock away the political dissidents into insane asylums.
You know, we were just talking during the break about vets, and I can see exactly why so many vets would be against the government.
They know what it's like.
Yeah. You were talking about a guy who, I guess you'd called in a radio show or something like that. It was talking about his reunion of his company or something like that. They called around, and a bunch of them were dead.
20%, yeah.
Yeah, 20% of the 30-year-olds were dead.
Yeah, these are from the first Iraq War, and these guys all had the same conditions, the liver, kidney problems, eye problems, on and on, and it's all symptoms of DU exposure, of radioactive poisoning.
Yep, and when these guys start to realize how the government feels about them,
yeah,
then, you know, suddenly the government doesn't seem so great anymore. It doesn't seem like a good solution to any problem when it's taking soldiers and Marines, sitting them on boxes of depleted uranium rounds inside tanks, because, well, that's the only way to get around. This depleted uranium will ruins lives. It kills people, and they just expose young men and women to it like it's ordinary.
Let's continue with your thoughts and your calls. Adam in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hello, I'm glad to hear you. Now, this depleted uranium is worse than a lot of people think, and if anybody doesn't know the full truth about it, or they're just hearing it tonight on your program, I want them to listen up and listen close. This DU is awful, awful stuff. It has a half-life of 4.5 billion years. That's the age of our planet. When our planet is twice as old as it is now, that stuff will be half gone. We've been around for 20,000 years. So that's a long time. We have a long way to go before we get rid of the stuff we're dumping on the Earth. And in Fallujah, where they've used it, they got posters up saying, don't have babies, it's just going to die. Just die. Just die off. Just go away. We've taken over.
Yep.
Don't have babies.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
9 out of 10 babies are still born out there because of DU.
Wow.
And I've seen some awful stuff on YouTube, but the only videos I can't finish watching are of the stillbirths. They are horrible.
There is some horrifying stuff out there. I don't know about your 90% number. I haven't seen that. I'd love to see some documentation for it. But I have definitely seen lots of videos of lots of very messed up kids coming out of Fallujah.
And the DU is also being used in America. So if you don't care about Iraqis, well, care about yourself then, because America is being littered with it too in the proving grounds for the military. These men are being given death sentences for serving their country before they even ship out.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know, you could be certain that this is happening in Afghanistan.
Is Dale on tonight with you guys?
Sorry, who? What?
Your guys are on with Dale tonight?
No, it's Sam's here.
Sam, sorry, Sam.
Sam, obscure the truth.
I'm surprised you know about that whole gas mask thing. It's good to hear that getting out on the radio more and more.
About how the nanoparticles can go through.
Don't stop you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name, but this was on Alex Jones' show. He brought on the head of the research program. I got to go through, you know, he went through all of the details. And, Mark, you mentioned the soldiers sitting in the APCs on top of the cases of DU. The maximum safe exposure for that is 20 minutes.
Yeah,
for a year.
Right. They're not just tootling around the town. They're
driving hours out on missions every day for, like, weeks
at a
time.
Sterilized.
They're going to be dead.
Yeah.
4.5 billion years.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Adam, anything else you want to share tonight?
This DU. We got to stop using it. You guys got to stop using it. It's in violation.
I'm not using DU. I don't pay taxes to the federal government,
no,
sir.
The government has to stop using it.
I agree.
It's in violation of Geneva, and it's a weapon of mass destruction. If that doesn't seem hypocritical, then what the heck are you thinking, you know?
Call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
When you think about this, and you know, he said you guys, and it's kind of like you've got the American flag flying overhead. He's got the Canadian flag. But what do I do? I understand he wasn't making any accusations. But really, what do I, as an American citizen, do?
Stop paying taxes.
I guess that's about all you can do.
Yeah, you can speak out against it as well. 800-259-9231 and encourage others to stop paying taxes. Encourage secession and doing everything we can to disassociate from those people. Because they're not my people. They're killers. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features there, you'll find they're free. So head over and enjoy our different options. Listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors. Also, of course, got our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and tune in that way. Plus, we've got our satellite channel for our little network, the Liberty Network, LRN.FM. You can get that off of what they call free-to-air satellite, and just had a big change up there today where we're now using a direct connection to the satellite uplink facility, which is reducing the amount of delay and slightly increasing the quality of the signal there. Hopefully, I've still got some testing to do, but the delay is down significantly from like 45 seconds to 5, because they were pulling it from our regular web stream before, and now they're getting it straight from the LRN studio, so that's great news. And the satellite is around the clock, and it's free to air, so as long as you buy the equipment, you can listen to as much LRN.FM as you want without having to pay any kind of monthly satellite fees, which is pretty cool. So you can learn more about all that over at listen.freetalklive.com.
And if you're impressed with all the things that Free Talk Live is doing for Liberty and to bring the Liberty message to folks, one of the things that you could do is buy gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources. That's the syndicate that brings the Free Talk Live to most of the radio stations in order to bring you some of the best prices in gold and silver on the internet. You can buy gold as a hedge against inflation, barter currency, an investment, and whatever it is you intend to do. Go check out before you buy anyplace else, you want to check gold.freetalklive.com.
By the way, coming up here tonight, we're going to do you another two-pack of the Tota Sack. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. But after all of these horror stories about the KBR and the private contractors, the Halliburtons over in Iraq, the depleted uranium, just the horrifying things we've heard, there are still people out there who believe that the government is good, that we need the government, that, yeah, okay, maybe there's a few things they're doing wrong, but government is good, and we need to have it. And there's actually a website that's devoted to this, governmentisgood.com?
.com, I believe, yes.
And this is like a treasure trove of just abject nonsense about the government and just lies and
misinformation, and it's put together by, I believe, a college professor. And I think it's at Holyoke College, but I'm not positive.
I think that's right.
I got that info. It's one of those things that I've had in my show prep pile for years, and I've never done anything with because we've always got so much else to talk about. But, Sam, you found something there tonight that you really thought was worth sharing.
Yeah, he's released a new story called Deficit Scare, Myth Versus Reality. Now, I like covering these economic issues because they point out some really, you know, pretty profound things about what's happening in the state of the economy and the way things are heading. But not in this case. In this case, it's just really sort of a twisted look into the mind of governmentisgood.com. Mm.
What's so, the deficit scare, anyway? I don't know what the scare is.
The threat that, you know, the deficit is getting so big, the government is printing so much money at this point that it's going to collapse and fall into hyperinflation is the threat. Or, you know, on the other side of the coin are the people who believe that deflation will take hold and sort of suck the economy under.
But this is, the deficit is more about the government is spending too much money and
right.
isn't paying its debts. It's like the mortgage crisis when all those people got into giant mansions that didn't deserve to be in them because they couldn't pay the bills. That's what it's beginning to look like for the government.
Absolutely.
Got it. So let's hear it.
Okay, so here he starts out. If right-wing deficit hawks get their way, they will eliminate an essential tool for fighting economic recessions and cripple our ability to make the crucial public investments in education, technology, and infrastructure mm-hmm. that would lay the groundwork for future economic expansion.
So we need the government to invest, so-called, in all of those different things that that he mentioned.
Yes, because, Ian, the government is a perpetual motion machine. You put $1 in, and magically you get more than a dollar out, so therefore they create economic activity. Otherwise, it just wouldn't happen.
Right, and of course, the people who decide what to invest should be central planners
yes.
at the federal government who know all and see all, and they know what technologies are the ones that should be invested in, and they know what new sectors need to have a boost, because they are the wise ones.
Yes, they're issued special hats with propellers on top, and when they spend them, they can see everything.
Well, just to kind of break that down a little bit, I was obviously being facetious there, because central planning doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because it's politically motivated instead of economically motivated. It's not market-based. These central planners who are making decisions about what technologies to research or invest in and so on and so forth, they are, first of all, making decisions with money that's not theirs, so they're not really that concerned with if it goes wrong, because it's not really their money to lose, whereas real investors are actually using their own money or the money of other investors that have consented to the process of investing in a new technology.
Right, and they've allotted whatever amount of money it is that they're willing to take a risk with.
And they understand that there's a risk involved. They understand they could lose it all, but it's their money to lose. So they're a little more concerned, a lot more concerned, as a matter of fact, than the government bureaucrats who are managing these so-called investments. So they have an interest in seeing that their investments succeed. They really want to see that happen, and they'll do what it takes to maximize that potential. The government bureaucrats also, the central planners, aren't subject to market signals, so they don't really know if they're doing things right or wrong. They're kind of in the dark about all of that, and they're just kind of throwing stuff up against a wall.
Yeah, I mean, they added the ethanol requirements to the gasoline, which put corn prices through the roof and caused shortages on that side. And they're, you know, maybe they know what they're doing, maybe they don't, but they just don't think these things through and have any idea of all of the unintended consequences that come out of monopoly force being used and wielded over others.
Yeah, it's like they say, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's throw a bunch of money at it. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. In the case of ethanol, it didn't sound like it was.
Right. Well, one of the problems is that you would think that the reason they're going for ethanol is in order to increase the carbon, decrease the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere through the use of fossil fuels. But it turns out that the corn produces nitric oxide, which is another greenhouse gas. So they're only perpetuating the problem further. They made a bigger mess, at least that was my understanding of these things were. Certainly there's the energy independence aspect of it, but I
Well, what if the solution lies somewhere else entirely? What if the central planners get it wrong, and they do most of the time?
Yep.
What if the central planners get it wrong, pour a bunch of money into one technology, and then there's like some guy in his garage that's working on a perpetual motion device or some sort of crazy energy device that's incredibly efficient or whatever, and he's not getting any money, he's not getting the investors, so these guys make mistakes. When they make a mistake, we all suffer because we've all had to pay the price of it. And they don't suffer at all. They likely will keep their jobs. And the people that are actually out there who are willing to innovate and who are in the marketplace trying to create new ideas, they don't get any of that money. And I'm not saying they should get the money from the central planners. I'm just saying that, that when the central planners make the wrong choice, we all suffer. And they make the wrong choice a lot.
All right, let's go back to the story. Since the election of President Obama, a new and dangerous front has opened up on the conservative war on government. The battle over deficits and debt.
That alone is a ludicrous statement. The idea that conservatives are somehow engaged in a war on government. I don't see any evidence of that. Do you?
Show me the evidence.
Right. All I see the conservatives doing is calling for government in the areas they think it's interesting. They want more war, and they want more, whatever other government programs they're happy about and what other government programs they've envisioned. So the conservatives aren't in a war against government. If they were, then maybe we'd have lower government when the conservatives were in charge. But there's no evidence of that happening, and they had total control over all the branches of the state for, 6 years? 2000 through 2006, was it?
Well, if that's the conservatives, many people would argue that those aren't the conservatives, that those are the neocons that got in control. It's hard to say.
So I want to give you a Totosack here. We can continue the piece on government in a moment. The Totosack is the way to get your groceries back in from the car. It is a brilliant little device made out of recycled plastic engine parts, basically, or something like that. And Totosack.us is where you can go to order your own. Though if you want to win a two-pack, you can call in right now. It's 603-435-1105. You'll get a two-pack of the Totosack. And Totosack.us, you can go there to visit them. 603-435-1105. We'll give it to the first caller in the door right now. 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also, also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Tear apart if you love freedom, because this man that writes this website, I believe he's a college professor at Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts, this man does not love freedom. He loves the government. And so he's just full of all kinds of fallacies and misinformation. And Sam, you're sharing something about the deficit. The suggestion he just made was that the conservatives have a war on government? What?
Over deficits and debt.
That's the silly part here. Is the conservatives that, or the Republicans, I guess, is who the conservatives vote for. Those people have been in power. They have been the government. So they must be good according to governmentisgood.com. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't he just say democratsaregood.com?
Yeah, we're going to get to that a little more.
All right, let's keep going.
He really paints himself to be a socialist Democrat, is my view of it. And he's talking about deficits and debt. Just to be clear, the deficit is the yearly difference between the money the government takes in and what it spends. While the national debt is the accumulation of the yearly deficits, the debt is funded by the federal government selling treasuries like T-bills, notes, treasury, inflation-protected securities, and savings bonds to the public. Now, I read that just because that right there is a false statement. They don't sell it to the public. They sell it to other countries. 90% of the Fed money is monetized through the banks, meaning the banks go and withdraw money from the Federal Reserve at near 0% interest rate. They turn around, buy these financial instruments that he just mentioned and start collecting 4% interest, thanks to, all on the backs of taxpayers. So he's painting this picture like the people are out investing in their country, and it's nonsense. The finances are just so out of control that it's not possible for that to work that way. So in recent years, Republicans have been working diligently to whip up public hysteria about growing deficits and the debt. conservative commentators like Glenn Beck have been pushing this issue hard in their daily tirades against overspending socialist government.
Which is typical of Republicans. This is a true statement that he's making here, is that they constantly focus on, we need to make sure spending gets under control. We don't need to have deficits. And, well, okay, that sounds nice, but it doesn't say anything about making government smaller. It doesn't say anything about reducing its role in our lives. It just says they want to have a balanced budget. They want to have a government that's as big with a balanced budget. That's all.
Yeah, he says these ideologues maintain that deficits hurt economic growth and that the national debt is putting an unfair burden on future generations. The only answer, they argue, is to reduce government, rein in public spending, and move towards balanced budgets. After
which they never did.
Yeah.
Right? Because
they didn't do it last time, and they're likely not to do it this time.
Wasn't it the Clinton administration where they actually had, you know, are working towards a surplus in the as far as the deficit is concerned, whereas in the Bush administration, it didn't even come close?
Yeah, there was, I think, one or maybe 2 years where there was a budget surplus. I mean, you're not talking about much.
Still. I'm telling you.
It's the steps in the right direction.
It was the Bill Clinton administration that was small government compared to George W. Bush.
Make no mistake. The anti-debt crusade is simply another conservative effort to undermine liberal programs and progressive government in this country. If they are successful, they could do major damage to society and the economy. They want to exploit the manufactured deficit hysteria to promote their agenda of deep cuts in vital social programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
You know, now hold on. Social Security exists outside of the budget stuff. So Social Security is paid for by people who are paying into Social Security. There's nothing, it doesn't have anything to do with it. Mm. Cutting Social Security, unless you believe Social Security, in fact, is going to run a shortfall and that the government will have to make it up elsewhere,
which I do. Yeah.
And likely this guy does, too. But then that's what you're admitting there is that Social Security failed.
Is that the government ran a big Ponzi scheme?
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what happened.
That the politicians, the government, ripped Social Security off, because I think it would have gone significantly longer. It was a Ponzi scheme that would have worked for a longer period of time than it will now, but they ripped it off, and mm-hmm. that's how government works, because there's no accountability, because government sucks.
All right, this article takes on these deficit hawks and their spurious arguments. It shows that, one, Republicans only care about deficits when the money is being spent on liberal programs.
Yep,
two,
I agree.
Our current large deficits have not been caused by overspending by the Obama administration.
Mm, not the current ones. But you can tack on programs like Social Security, Medicare, the military. These are the top three things that are out there that the money gets spent on. And two of those three things are definitely liberal programs. And the Democrats haven't been very good on war either. So the Democrats can take.
Nor have the Republicans proposed cutting Medicare or
they don't
Social
do it
Security.
When they get the opportunity. They have, but George Bush did try to do something with Social Security, and he got his ass handed to him.
Oh, you mean the supposed stock market thing or whatever that was?
He tried to make some
private
kind of
savings accounts or something.
But Social Security isn't that big of a problem. You don't have to pay it anyway. Just choose not to pay it.
I don't.
Yeah.
Number three, deficit spending is an essential tool for combating economic recessions and depressions, which are, of course, caused by the Federal Reserve and not a natural occurrence in a free market. So, again, here he's arguing just for, you know.
Right, and the government can't fight a depression it created by stealing more money to spend it on highway improvement projects or whatever other programs.
Yes. And most of it gets derailed for earmarks and stuff like that anyway. So it dilutes. I think the government really could have done some stuff to make the economy better and stimulate the economy. But most of them would have been, essentially telling businesses, look, taxes are on hold for a year. I think that would have done a great thing for the economy.
I agree with that.
Number four, public debt can fuel vital public investments in education, technology, and infrastructure that lay the groundwork for future economic expansion. Number five.
You just can't let people stop paying taxes for a year, though, Mark. They might start getting used to it.
Indeed. Even if the government wanted to redistribute, because I understand they would want to do that, mm-hmm. if they just wrote every American a big old check instead of what it is that they did here, where they did all these infrastructure improvements and stuff like that, you still would have seen a huge improvement. I'm not saying it's good, and I'm not saying it's moral. It just would have been more effective.
Number five, this inflated and misleading right-wing rhetoric about deficits and debt is distracting from a more rational and helpful discussion of the financial problems that we face as a nation. Before considering what exactly is wrong with the conservative critique of deficits, it is first useful to see just how hypocritical many of them are about this topic.
Oh, yeah.
In reality, most conservative politicians don't care nearly as much about deficits as they claim.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Consider the evidence. Most Republicans in Congress did not become deficit hawks until after President Obama was elected. During the previous administration, they were busy helping President Bush turn the budget surpluses of the Clinton era into large deficits.
Yep, true statement.
Most conservatives do not see this rapid increase in the national debt as a problem at all. Vice President Cheney...
Yeah, that's right. The country's only socialist now that Obama's in charge. Wasn't socialist when George Bush was doing the exact
right.
same thing.
And creating one of the largest expansions of government in our lifetimes with the Department of Homeland Security, as if it makes the homeland secure.
One of my favorite signs at the recent Tea Party was by somebody who is certainly not a typical Tea Partier. It was something to the effect of, where were you in 2006? Or where were you, where were you from 2000 to 2008?
Yep.
And it's a great question.
Vice President Cheney blithely dismissed those issues at the time by saying, Reagan proved deficits don't matter. So many Republicans think deficits are just fine when they are spending
yes.
the public's money on their own political priorities. It didn't bother them to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan by massive debt spending, and they were all too glad to add hundreds of billions to the national debt by passing several enormous tax cuts, money that largely went to the wealthy. I'm going to skip through some stuff because we're running short on time. But the one example that he gives as his fact here at the end of this paragraph is, for example, Bush's wars and tax cuts will contribute more than $500 billion to the fiscal 2012 budget deficit alone, making up more than 50% of the shortfall. So there he is saying the tax cuts are the reason that, you know, the government's spending too much money rather than focusing on
spending too much.
Spending.
Yeah. But he is right about a lot of things he said there. There's more nonsense over there at governmentisgood.com, and we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.